when Weston Wilson played college baseball at Clemson. He was one of the school's top power hitters. The kid from High Point, North Carolina, was rated one of the top prospects coming out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. He was a Parks and Recreation major, and now he spends his time at the ballpark recreating in Nashville for the Milwaukee Brewers AAA team down there, the Nashville Sounds. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give. Weston Wilson, now 26 years of age, looks a little more mature than he did at Clemson, sporting a beard now. He's back with me before today's game for the Nashville Sounds. So 2016 draft choice of Milwaukee, 17th rounder. You've been moving steadily up through the system. How do you feel, Weston, about where you are and where you're going in your pro ball career?
You know, I think the biggest thing is I just have to control what I can control. There's a lot of things that are out of my control. And so I definitely think trusting in the Lord that he has a plan for my career. You know, there's a pace that he has me on. Because, you know, I firmly believe when you're in step with the Lord and have a relationship with the Lord and you come to the field every day and you're putting your best efforts in, he has you on the path he wants you on. And so I think the biggest thing for me is just trusting his plan and coming to the field every day, doing everything I can. And, you know, if I do well hitting and continue to play every position well, you know, you never know what's going to happen. We're at that level where anything can happen at any point. But, yeah, just coming to the field and taking care of my business every day, I think is going to be the key to me moving up whenever that day comes.
Sure, sure. You guys are a little bit of a losing streak right now. You've lost four straight. But prior to that, Weston, you guys had reeled off 15 straight wins. Winning streak 15 games, that ties the franchise record. That's pretty impressive. What were those few weeks like for you guys?
You know, it was funny. I don't think anybody realized it until we were like, four games, five games deep. Like, obviously, you love getting on streaks, but I think now that we're playing six-game series, it is so tough to sweep a team. Used to, when you had three-game series, you know, you could sweep a team pretty easily at some point throughout the year. Now it's like six games is a lot to beat one team. And so after we had won that first series, and swept them, we were like, okay, let's just keep it going. You know, we ended up sweeping the next series. And then it was one of those things that everybody was talking about nonstop, you know, on social media and whatever. Our players, we were just having fun, taking care of business, wanted to keep it going as long as we could. But there was no panic whenever we were down or up. I remember we went down like, nine runs one game in one inning. We were up three maybe, and then went down 9 or 10 to 3, and there was absolutely zero panic in players. Sure enough, we won that game and kept the streak going. But I think guys here just want to have fun, and you know, I think that's the biggest key to having a winning streak like that, is just people taking care of their business.
Yep. Minor league baseball has really gone a huge transformation here with over 40 teams losing their major league affiliations. The pool has shrunk. What does baseball look down there post-pandemic, Weston?
Well, one, we have to, you know, fill out an app every single day. You know, basically listing all of our conditions. If we feel anything at all, we fill that out in the morning on our phones. And then usually we have intake testing every day, whether it's getting your temperature taken or doing a spit test. So that has changed things, you know. I guess, you know, travel has changed just how, you know, it's just crazy. You know, I never thought about wearing masks every day. And fortunately, we've reached the 85% to where there's been some, you know, some of these things have been reduced to where at the field we don't have to working out and all. But I know a lot of teams have to work out with masks, have masks on in the dugout when they're not playing. I think it was just tough for a lot of guys because some guys, you know, benefited from it, you know, got opportunities and were able to capitalize. And then others, you know, did not benefit from it in a standpoint of like missing a full year, having to catch back up. But, you know, I think things are slowly starting to get back to normal. So that's a good thing.
Well, baseball is a grind day in and day out, and I'd like to ask you on our next sports and commentary about that and how you found the presence and peace and joy of the Lord every day out there in the ball field with you. Weston Wilson, he is an infielder and has played some outfield, too, for the Nashville Sounds Brewers Triple-A team. Weston, thank you for being on the show. We'll talk again soon. Bless you, buddy.
You as well.